The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Streaming radio 24/7. We are internet radio now. Believe it or not, today is the 5th of April 2017, and I don't know if this is going on all over the country, but let me tell you, besides the snowstorms and the rain, we're supposed to get some sun today. I think we've had one day of sun probably in about six or seven. If that bothers you, probably a lot of people in Albany, New York are cracking right now. We're supposed to get some sun today. The rest of the week looks like heavy rain again. Everything is just flooded back in my yard, my garden, everything. But that's the way it goes, and you got to live with it. You just got to keep pushing out. Also today, before we get on, I want to wish my little buddy Danny, my nephew, who turned seven today, who I've turned into quite a little sandbag lifter now, and it's really spread through the M&M family. If you went out to our Etched in Stone page or even out on my page, Eric Fiorello, all of them, I've got like five pages. Charlie's son is seven, and you should have seen him lifting and putting up Atlas stones. Absolutely incredible. Small, but boy, the kids really got it down. I'm trying to think. John Patrick, he's got 2 5-year-old girls. He sends me video. There they are picking up stones and carrying them. It is just awesome. And then our own Kelly Johnson here, her 3-year-old daughter and her 4-year-old son, sandbags. It's absolutely incredible what's going on here. And I'm so happy that we are spreading this out, especially to the smaller kids. The ability and the great things that this offers a young kid, let alone anyone, is just unstoppable. And the mental design that you can build off this, these kids are not going to have to hide in a corner. No matter what happens to them, they're going to know how to wither it and triumph over it. And that is so important to me, so important, because I can't stand to see what's going on around us right now. And we need to change this. And by doing this, even with small sandbags, kids love it. They jump right into it. So we'll get into more of that down the road. Also, too, go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Check out our three brand new products as of last night. The Winner's Circle. That's 12 audios I did with some of my favorite movements, how I do them. Obviously, things like high shrugs, dips, pullovers, great, great movements that have been just lost. And we're going to get into that a lot more. Bill Hinburn and I are going to be doing shows, I believe, starting next week, as I fired him up on what physical culture is now, today, and it wasn't very good. It was pretty ugly. We're going to get into probably a 4-part series of physical culture, and Bill is going to start it from like 1902. So tell me that isn't going to be a big piece of knowledge we can all learn. Also, too, I have another program out there. It's called Teacher, and basically teacher-student, student in progress. This is no way anything against coaching, but I have a family on both sides of teachers, okay? Coaching, core, a lot of those things to me have just been worn out, and I kind of look at that, and I just brush over it. I wanted to do it this way. It's nothing against coaching, but we are honoring teachers, and before I bring Janelle on, we got our good friend Janelle Peek on, who we got back here. It's been a while. Janelle, I'm sure, will tell you, too, when we get her in. We are teachers. I mean, you can call you a coach, whatever you want, but think about it. All of us definitely could have been a teacher, but we are teachers. I'm talking to teachers in a school, and the joke with me all the time at the table is you'd be a great teacher, but you put a kid probably right through a wall if they gave you any shit. I don't know if I would do that or not, but I'm not a structured guy like that. So What I do out here, I think, is even better, and I'm sure Janelle does too, because I see her out there very dedicated. Also, too, in our last program, which is the marquee of them all, it's called Etched in Stone. I'm going to show anybody, and this is generally right now aimed at men from their 30s to 60s that have the big stomach, that have the spare tire, as they call it, that have kind of really lost their way and maybe have much more higher levels of estrogens running around them, et cetera, et cetera. And we have combined some of the best people in the industry. We've got Dory Peterson, who's an RN, also a nutritionist. We've got Dr. Jeffrey Smith, who's a medical doctor. If you know anything about Jeffrey, in 1 year I took him from a dead stop squat of 150 to 305 at about 184 pounds, and he's 45 years old. So all those barriers they're always telling you can't do it because of that, wrong. Right now we're working on a 405 dead stop squat at the end of the year, or at the end of September. So incredible stuff. We've got Dr. William Wong, best naturopath in the world. This guy could help anybody. We've got Steven Santangelo, if you're familiar with his greens formula, if you're familiar with his minerals. I mean, this guy is a wealth of knowledge. He's on the show too. We got Dr. Dale Dugas. You want to talk about recovery? Not only his liniments, and David Whitley was the one that connected me with Dr. Dale. Exceptional guy. You know, Eric Gutman lends a little bit to us. Kelly Johnson does too. But the point of the matter is I have the best staff that can work with anyone. And, of course, I want to really concentrate on the training. We've got Dennis here, 271 pounds of some serious fat on him. I mean, very, very serious stuff. 6 weeks he was out last week. I was telling Janelle he and his wife had their first child. They had a little boy. At that point, he was down to 237 already. Sandbags. Conventional training, obviously, in the rack and the body weight to warm up. But I've shown some of the video out there. I'm going to tell you right now, it'll be the best move you ever make in your life. So check all those out on FiorelloBarbellCo.com. I'm here to answer any questions. We could Skype with one another, et cetera, et cetera. Also, go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. I believe this is probably the fourth or fifth show Janelle and I have done. We did some 15-minute shows, but we're going to do a full show today because she hasn't been here in a while, and it's very exciting to get her back and do that. So go out and check those shows out with just Janelle and myself and everybody else. There's close to 700 podcasts in a little over two years now. And as I said to Janelle before we came on air, I thank all of you. We had our biggest month last month, and this show is just exploding into the stratosphere. And I thank Europe, because Europe is coming in here like crazy. So that's something else. Before I bring her in, I've been reading excerpts out of multiple books, but as everybody knows, I got this, the Fascination of Sons of Sisyphus. Now, this is out of Stones and Strength, Steve Jeck and Peter Martin, the late Peter Martin, and I'm going to read a quick paragraph with our buddy Steve Jeck at the end. On page 107, chapter 33, Sons of Sisyphus, it is at the foot of the mountain that men are proven. Here a man must choose to take up his stone or surrender his dream. No assurance of victory is given, and yet, like Sisyphus, one must conclude, and this is Steve Jeck speaking right here, the struggle itself towards the heights is enough to fill a man's heart. With that in mind, we are going to bring in another warrior here, and I'm going to give you some knowledge on Janelle. Number one, certified trainer through the National Academy of Sports Medicine. She's a certified RKC SFG instructor level 2, gym owner, and a competitive athlete. And if you don't follow her on Facebook, I would tell you, friend her. She's always got something going on, very interesting stuff, and she understands the law of attraction, believe me. We might even get into that. Before I bring her in, I know this has been long. We're going to talk about multiple things. We're going to talk about conditioning in a little bit different way that I really like. We're going to talk about recovery. And before we came on, I think this recovery we're going to talk about is just so overlooked. And I hope we're going to have enough time to talk about, do you work against yourself? So, Janelle, I know that was long, but welcome back. Happy New Year. Anything I missed, give out info, websites, and we'll take off.
Yeah, sweet. Thanks. It has been a while, man.
Yep.
So, No, you nailed everything. If you guys, I've had a couple of developments that have been really, really awesome lately. I've restructured my website. So if you go to janellepica.com, that's J-A-N-E-L-L-E, then my last name, P-I-C-A.com. We now have some training subscriptions that you can sign up for on my VIP forums. Okay. We go over everything from training, nutrition. And if you get into my elite forum, I'm now offering coaching calls to walk you through the very programs I design every month. So that's become really, really fun. We're really seeing some people all over the world now.
Yeah.
Seriously, all over the world I'm training people, getting stronger with the programs that I've been coming out with. So that's been really fun. If you're looking for free info, you can actually hit me up on Facebook and add yourself into our Powerful Strength Coaching Forum. Just add yourself in. That's a free forum. You can post your videos. I will critique anything that you have questions on there. And that's just a big community that we've got. We've got almost 700, 600 people in there already.
That's awesome.
And, our goal is like 1,000 within a couple of months here. So we're right on target. So add yourself in, folks. We've got a lot of training and a lot of awesome going on there. It's been great.
Yeah, it is great. And you know what? It's nice to see people that are truly interested and committed, because you and I both know we used the word yesterday. I read it or I heard it the other day again, and there's a lot of snake oil running around. And I'll tell you one thing, and we'll get started. Because Bill and I got into this, as I said, we're going to talk about physical culture. But I said this yesterday to Jim Romig, too, when he was on.
Yeah.
Is this. Fitness, to me, the word, I think it's not only in ruin but in ashes. And I like to call everything now, in what I like to do, especially with what I'm putting out, is basically muscular strength. I like the idea of that, because I think the more muscle you build, the more strength-oriented you are, I do believe life will come at you always, and it should. Mm-hmm. But I do believe the reactionary process is not going to be anywhere near like a lot of people are. And let's face it, the more tests you're under and the more accomplishments you have, things aren't going to throw you for a loop. Yeah, they might stop you momentarily, but you're going to know how to call upon the resources within you. And that's what I was talking about today on a little post I put up. You know, internalize, you know, I'm talking about build all that internal stuff, build that energy, build that strife, and go after everything. I know I'm making it sound much simpler than probably most people think it is, but believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, it is simple. It's the damn way we choose things, interpret things, and how we answer them. And I think a lot more people would be much more successful. A lot of the things in life that seem to bog us down would stop. And I'm going to tell you right now, I can't speak for Janelle, but we'll get her opinion on this, and then we'll get right into the show. Is I do it every day now, and even with the business, other than if I've got to post something out on Facebook, I turn off the majority of my media once a week. And if people ask me why, because you need the mental break, number one, from it, and you need to reestablish and get to know yourself again. Now, people say to me, what do you mean? You've been around 30-plus years, you don't know yourself? No, you don't. You know yourself, but there's always something else to learn, something else to read, whatever it is. But learn to quiet your mind. I guess that would be the motto to what I'm talking about. So, Janelle, anything you want to add to that? And we'll get started right into conditioning, please.
Oh, man. I think you said it all. Normally I have something to follow up with that, but that was good.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right, so You have taken a little bit of a flip here now with your conditioning, and yeah, it's very interesting, and I think people are going to really appreciate this, because this is stuff that everyone's thinking higher reps all the time, bum, 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 but you've gone a little bit the other direction, which I like to do, so tell everybody about it, please.
This actually came from rereading some old-time strength training work that I was looking over with from my programming that I was doing with Jeff Newport. Now, Jeff never coached me, but I loved, like, I mean, if you've never done any one of his programs, you know you're going to get crazy strong, like, probably within, like, 2 weeks.
Yep, so, yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah. Jeff is interesting because he actually comes from an Olympic lifting background. He got into kettlebell training years ago because doing all the Olympic lifting past a certain age, and he's written about this extensively, was just jacking up his nervous system a lot. It was wearing on his joints, and he found that absorbing shock was actually – he could absorb shock better if he did similar type of routines with kettlebell training. So I was literally looking over some programming that he had from Kettlebell Strong and also from Kettlebell Burn. I think it's called Reloaded. Okay. And what he does is he stacks his programming up and he does multiple – he'll do workouts stretched out for like a 4 or 5 day period, but they're short. In my past, I have done shorter workouts like high-intensity interval training, stacking complexes, high reps, boom, 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 boom. And it really is good if you're going for, you know, a certain kind of conditioning. But what I found now that I'm picking up additional training and working on more endurance stuff with work that I'm doing for my Spartan gigs this year is that all of the interval training, all of the strength training coupled with now you're doing distance – it was jacking up my nervous system. There's a lot of science behind this. Like, it's good. Lifting is good, but for your metabolism, for muscle development, things of that nature. But it's very central nervous system dominant.
Yep.
So if you're going to do a ton of high rep lifting on top of a lot of distance, you end up burning yourself out. And this was a tough lesson that I learned just a couple of months ago because of, you know, just feeling tired, worn out, and everything. So it's been a delicate balance for me. Now what I am doing is I've gotten into new perch style of conditioning, which is more power kettlebell swing. So what you're doing is you train for maybe like 10 minutes up to maybe 15 minutes. And that's all you're doing like that entire day. That's it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And you swing a heavy weight. Now for me, a heavy weight is probably like 28 kilos and I'm working back up to a 32.
Okay.
So 10 reps every minute on the minute for those 10 or 15 minutes. Then you work up to about like 12 or I think he caps it at 14. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what that does is you're lifting very heavy, very explosively, and you're using a lot of energy, but because the reps are so low, you have more time to recover. So what I've noticed, though, is that, one, my composition has been a hell of a lot better.
Yeah.
I'm really getting in good shape, like, with minimal effort in terms of time. But, two, now I'm actually building better lung capacity because I'm recovering better and I'm breathing better, and I'm not, you know, feeling kind of, like, wiry or jacked up after my workouts. Like, mm-hmm. I actually feel really good afterwards. So kind of an unusual twist. The other thing that's interesting about the power swings is like my overall like lat activation and my grip strength has been a lot of heck of a lot better.
Yeah.
A lot of people that I'm working with now, I'm actually working with a Spartan level 2 coach right now, training her on kettlebells because she's doing a number of races this year. And number one complaint those people has is I can't grip things. I really lack a lot of grip strength. And that's a very basic and very easy but very effective way to train that skill as well. So yeah, it's just a different, completely different way of working lung capacity, grip strength, and everything that yields a really awesome net result. So
No, and that's very similar to a lot of things I do, whether it's weight training, you know, barbell, especially stones and sandbags, because I do, and I believe it was Arthur Saxon that used to do it. And I remember reading an old article about that, and like the light bulb went off. I will do my body weight warm up, no matter what I'm doing. It could be stones and squatting that night or whatever it is. I set an egg timer for a half an hour. Mm-hmm. In that half an hour, if it's not done, as hard as it is, everything gets put away. The garage door goes down, and we go inside. Now, you talk about stimulating and not killing and burning up your central nervous system.
Right.
And one of the greatest things about it, and I want to ask you this question right after I state this. I'm going to tell you something. I always like to say, you know, it's great to have a mind like a steel bear trap, all right? What that type of training does to me, especially if you don't finish it, think about this if you really, really believe and you're part of physical culture and it never leaves you no matter where you go. It makes you so ready to go for the next workout that when you get in there, it's like you're ready to just bite an Olympic bar in half, okay? It creates a mentality that if you're, like Janelle said, all right, if think about this, anybody, and we see this all over in fitness here. If you're training for 2 hours every other day or every day like they love to tell you to do, I don't care if you're taking anabolic agents or not. You're not going to last very long, okay?
Yeah.
The body is made – what does the body do after you tear it down? It's made to recover and grow. If you're constantly beating the life out of yourself, and we know – because you said it too and I said it. We know hormonally it's going to be a wrecking ball to your body. Literally, and your mind, because I know, and I'm sure Janelle can attest to this, when you're really wrecked mentally and physically from training, I mean, out in the outside world, man, I'm almost like confused at times. It's like, because my head is so mentally fried, man, and you can't focus on things, and you can't, you know, we know the training symptoms of when you need a rest. If it's not, you know, bathroom, if it's not mentally, it's not sleeping, you can't get along with people, and you sure as hell can't get along with yourself. I can't. But I want to send that right back to you. So, you know, what I found with exactly what you're saying is go as heavy as you can in the shortest amount of interval. Now, you don't always have to train like that. You know, sometimes you're doing things that might take you another 5 minutes. I'm not saying right at that point you leave, all right? But if you know you still got 20 minutes, you stop, period, all right? And then one other thing I just want to add to it, and I think that's great when you talk about grip, but I just want to add something of my own things I do here, and a lot of the stone guys do this, and I hope this would help you if you haven't done it or any of your clientele. Mm-hmm. Grab a sandbag, dig your fingers in, and hold it for time. Same thing with a stone. And I'll tell you, one of the greatest movements you can do to make your fingers like darts, start doing a bent row with either or. I am going to tell you, besides the stone guys, we talk about it, I do it here. I love doing it, and I also love when you grab something like that, and they don't have to be heavy by any means. You know, do it like you're going to clean it, and then just lap it no matter what size it is, and sit there and just – it's almost like a wall chair, but you don't have anything behind you. Do things like that. I love that mental tenacity of having to think it through, and then get quiet. And then eventually when it's you're going to give out, drop it, move it, and you're done for the night. So go ahead, take it.
Yeah, totally. I'm going to follow that up with saying that because I'm also working with a coach that's doing a lot of distance work with me because it's so new to me.
Yeah.
I have one day now out of the week where I end up with these two sessions, but I don't recommend that for literally anyone unless you're competing, and that's what I'm doing this year. So let me just throw that out there.
Sure.
I do post sometimes where I have to do a double day just because I have to, but those generally are the days where my power swing routines fall on each other because I don't want to, you know, burn myself out too much anymore because I've learned that lesson, you know?
Yep.
Now, and for the general population, though, I think you hit on something earlier, like the concept of the fitness industry, like kind of changing and being kind of more of a celebration of your own beatdown.
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I think there's something to be said about that because the average person, you know, I think that's a terrible message to be teaching people because the average person may only have 20 minutes a day to train because you've got your business, your family, you're working 9 to 5 or, you know, 12-hour shifts. Like, how much time are you willing to dedicate and what's appropriate for you based on other life circumstances that you have going on, you know?
Yeah.
I've been very in tune to stress lately and what my own stress levels are and how I need to adapt my training around that, because if you got a lot going on in your life, and even Newport talks about this, if you've got a lot going on in your life, you can't train an hour-long session 3 days out of the week. You can't. Your body is not going to be able to recover for that, you know? So the intermittent stuff, these tiny little spurt activities are really, like, I love them because it takes a lot of, like, stress off my day, but two, like, I'm better adaptable. I'm more adaptable that way. I can actually like get into my own workday a heck of a lot better and be more productive. So I would recommend too, if you're curious about that kind of training, you can even get into my free forum. We talk a lot about this on Facebook, Powerful Strength Coaching, or hit up the VIP memberships and stuff like that just on my website, JanellePica.com, because a lot of the programming that I'm coming out with now are these, you know, 30-minute sessions, these 20 minutes, or even what we have challenge days that are capped around 15 minutes. And I'm seeing people really, one, loving the routines, but two, just getting back out there in life and really enjoying every aspect of it, because they're not worried about killing themselves, you know, an hour or two a day. And another thing too that I can follow up with that is that message of I must be a badass and do these grueling things every day of my life. I mean, my question to that is why?
Yeah.
Like, why do you feel you need to do that? And I think that's kind of a gut check where it's like, if you feel you need to beat yourself up, do you have a good relationship with yourself?
Absolutely not. No.
So,
right.
Like, you know, like there's some type of internal narrative you're telling yourself every day that makes you feel that you need to go prove yourself to something. And I would recommend that you talk that out with, you know, if not a licensed professional, because that might be something more. You might need something more going on. No, seriously.
No, you're right. You're right.
Like, I cannot tell you how many clients I have had come to me completely burnt out from training. And these are some of my distance coaching clients. And when I do an eval with them, we go over like the parkour, but I hamper them on lifestyle and what are exceeding circumstances going on in their life. 9 times out of 10, the people that are trying to like murder themselves in the gym is because they've got a lot of social issues, pressures at work, or they've gone through really traumatic events in their life and they just don't know how to, you know,
handle it.
Like, find a sense of themselves anymore. So that the psychology aspect of that is really, really huge in terms of your training. So
And you know something, this is where we've gotten away from the physical culture, like I talked about in the beginning. Lifting weights, kettlebells, stones, whatever you want to call it, is your lifestyle. To me, it's obviously what I have done all my life pretty much, but it's more than that. It's a way you live. It's how you conduct yourself. It's how you eat. It's how you sleep. It's how you treat others. You know what I mean? And this has been lost, because when you talk about, we see all the Facebook baloney with all these people, you know, beating the snot out of themselves, and it's like, okay, if you think you're going to be around even on Facebook in a couple of years, you won't, because two things are going to happen. You're going to give out finally mentally, and you're going to get an injury, and I hope it's not something that requires surgery. But when you are pushing yourself to the wall all the time and you have a lot of extracurricular outside, something's going to give. That's just the way human nature is. We don't want to see you give. We want to see you keep going. We want to see you keep growing. This is why, and that, we're going to get right into recovery after this. This is why I did Etched in Stone. Because what I did is I got you back outside again. I got you using two basic objects, which cost nothing. We're in the process right now of talking to a fabricator, Dean from Black Widow, about taking our smallest, if you call it, Hoosa steel stone, which I built for women and men and children, because it's all the dimensions, but it is smaller to grab onto. It's still as brutal and as beefy as the original, believe me. But we're going to be doing that too, where we're going to end up, because I know how this stuff flows. I have people here. They start, they look at a sandbag and say, I can't do it. Well, the next thing they're doing it, all right? And then the next thing they're like, well, could I try that small stone? Well, number one, we don't use the word try here. We do. Yes, you can. Before you know it, and I've had teenagers, everybody, they're lifting the smallest of the Hoosa steel stones, and we're loading it with shot and plates on it. So what I'm saying is, never sell yourself short, because I say this, I've said this from the beginning, small steps equal big goals. You don't have to go to a glitzy gym and get on the whatever they're using now and watch TV, because I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to get a big disappointment real quick. You're going to pay a lot of your hard-earned money and not get it. What people need to do is get back. I don't like even using that word primal, because it's been used, but you got to get back to a time, especially in America, and I believe the Industrial Revolution was still the best. We need technology for what we do, and it's a great thing. Nothing like working with your hands. Get back to the land. Grow a garden, you know, like we do here. Pick up, say, 10 stones and build a rock pile, say, 15 feet away, and go do it. We call that program our hard hat program. I'm telling you right now, I do believe, especially we see the mortality rates now younger and younger, the obesity is insane, the diabetes with our young all over the world. My feeling is this, if we get back more to, and I know most people will be shaking their head, get more to a hands-on world the way we used to be. I'm talking farming, labor, because not everybody's an IT guy or girl. That's a fact of life. And these jobs were hard, hard jobs, but they paid well. And what they paid most was they gave you a self-esteem. They gave you a confidence. And at the end of the day, and I think this is the most important thing for me at least, and I hope everybody else, it gives you a satisfaction. Mm-hmm. And it's very important because I'm telling you right now, if you want to proceed with your life, you need to find something that gives you satisfaction. So yeah. You add anything to that, and then let's get right into recovery, Janelle.
Yeah, well, I think that's kind of why I've changed my shifted into this new sport this year, which is obstacle racing, because I don't come from an endurance background and stuff like that, but I have an unusual level of strength that was getting me through these courses. And honestly, it used to tick the runners off. They'd who's this chick? She starts at the back end of this race. Now she's like almost at the front. What the heck?
Yep.
You know? Like,
yep.
But it's very hands-on. And I like that aspect of it because it's testing your strength on different levels. So I used to be very polarizing with thinking like lifting is the only way to train. And like kettlebells is like the be-all, end-all of the friggin' universe. And it's just
exactly.
Not true. Like, how adaptable can you be? What kind of conditions can you put yourself under that will test your mental strength, physical strength on multiple avenues? I like what you said, too, about strength and just kind of cultivating a sense of that with having your own, like, backyard garden or stuff like that. Like, there's a lot of work to be done there and everything and being self-sustainable. That does a lot of stuff for people just developing an interpersonal level of strength. So, yeah, I agree. Absolutely.
It's
on every level that you can. It'll make you a more well-rounded individual.
Exactly, because you're not – I'm telling you right now, if you're one-dimensional, that's where you're going to stay one-dimensional. And when – you know, we got into a big thing about specializing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. If you're a baseball player or whatever, yeah, you're going to have to be very, very well-versed with the sport. But as Bud and I were talking about, if you're not doing basic workouts, you know, and we're talking – when we say basic, we're talking squat, some type of pull, some type of press – I don't care what type of athlete you are. If you have everything foundational built, there's no way you're not going to be the best version of yourself, as we say. And there's so much truth to that. But like I said before, Janelle, so much of this stuff has been lost. So many people think this is like, what a bunch of bull that is. That's old. That's 50, 100 years old. I'll tell you right now, you might be a good athlete, but what's going to happen on that day, and I hope it never happens, when you break down or you get an injury? Guess what they're going to rehab you with, ladies and gents? You're going to be in the weight room, folks. I got news for you. Now, that doesn't mean they know what they're doing either, okay? But I'm telling you right now, that's where you're going to end up. And that leads us right into recovery because it's so important to recover for your next workout, recover yourself mentally for your daily tasks outside of the gym. And obviously, I liked what you said to me offline, which it's something I'm sure you'll come up with it again. Something very basic, I think, that is so overlooked because all we hear is about this machine or this supplement, or do this before you go to bed. There's two things I'm going to bring up. I'm sure you're going to bring one of the two up. So let's talk about recovery and how you've kind of even changed your perception of that now.
Yeah. There's a backstory with this because in 2015, I went through a really terrible personal event, and then I was given a tough business decision to make months after that with moving my studio, growing my business lines. You know, my online community was growing and that business line was doing very well, but my studio was kind of like falling apart at the time, and I had to meet with some people to cut one end and move to the other. So I talk about stress a lot lately because I went through some very exceeding circumstances that really just, I hate saying this, but just messed me up mentally. Like, I was not mentally okay for a very long time, and what ended up happening was my sleeping patterns got really messed up. I had a tough time falling asleep. I had a tough time, you know, staying asleep. I'd wake up in the middle of the night like I just wasn't, I don't think I slept, Eric, for like a year and a half of my life. It was ridiculous.
That's
you know?
Unreal. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, seriously. But I ended up working with a therapist actually to help me regulate my sleep. And I was thinking to myself, that was like the easiest thing to fix in terms of one, mental health, but in term two, also like performance and recovery. And I actually now ask people about their sleeping habits. Like, how much sleep are you getting at night?
Yeah.
Are you getting 8 to 10 hours? Are you or are you getting like 4 to 6 and stuff like that? And then again, trying to hammer yourself through like other workouts and everything. Sleep is the best thing that you can do to reset your hormones.
Yep.
It is.
Yep.
So easy to do. Just go to bed. Okay. You were talking about earlier, like tuning out. I shut off my television, my cell phone. Don't call me like from 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time until 8 a.m. the next day. Okay. Like, because I take that habit very, very seriously now. I have like my own little sleep routines now where I do some meditation right before I go to bed, just visualizing where I want to be business-wise, physically, you know, strength-wise and stuff like that.
Yep.
You know, getting a solid 8 to 10 hours of sleep increases your growth hormone, and that's what leads to things like muscular development, fat loss, and things of that nature.
Yep.
What I've been experimenting with a couple of my clients now that fall into this, I'm going through a lot of stuff category, is getting them onto, we're talking about power swings, but they actually tell them if they can to allot themselves 20 minutes out of their day to take a power nap.
Yeah.
You don't get into a lot of REM sleep that way. You just kind of like reset all of your energy reserves. And that actually, if they say that giving yourself 20 minutes of a little power nap can add on an additional hour or two of sleep that you may have lost from the night before. So I do that myself too. And that has led into everything from better strength development to just better productivity in my business and stuff like that now. So yeah, guys, sleep is the easiest thing that you can do.
Yeah, no, it is. And you know, you hit on another thing, which we talked about in the middle of the show, is this. The short workouts, when you're talking about releasing, well, I'm just going to go from a male perspective, but women have it too. We know that is testosterone. Same way with the growth hormone with the short stuff, the power naps. But get yourself 8 hours of sleep. And one thing I wanted to add to that was this. Make sure you have sufficient air coming in your room no matter what time of year it is. You know, in the East Coast here, we've got the four seasons. Doesn't matter. I have those crank out Anderson windows so I can let some air in. It's very important, number one. Number two, always have a very clean bed, clean sheets every week. You should change them regardless what anybody tells you. Have things like that. So, and make sure you have a good solid mattress too. I have a Tempur-Pedic. I love it. The pillows, everything. And then last but not least, have your room dark.
Yes.
Have you know, Janelle hit it right on the mark. No computers on in your room, no phones on in your room, nothing that's going to illuminate and bother your sleep, okay? You do that, and you know, you've got to learn to, like I said before, calm the mind, okay? Definitely calm the mind and get in the bed. And I know sometimes, and I've been where you have, not to that extent, but what happens, especially when you have a new business, when you're involved in big-time athletics, when you have clients, you got a lot of stuff all the time on your mind. And what it ends up doing is putting your mind in overdrive. And by that, I mean you can't shut down, all right? You know how many people that are walking around, I don't like that word, but they're walking around like zombies, all right?
Yeah.
And not only that, I'll tell you another thing, Janelle, that disturbs the hell out of me is this. And I know it's the way the world is right now, presently, but I can't tell you, there's just about not one place I go to where somebody doesn't have a damn phone in their hand.
Yeah, right.
That makes me insane. I'm serious. And they'll be doing something on their phone, and they're looking down, walking at you. I'm like, you know something? Am I going to step aside, or I'm going to hit them head on, and then they're going to fall down? You know what I mean? It's like, come on, everybody. It's like, you wonder why you don't sleep. You wonder why you can't get along with people. You wonder why you hate your job or you're fighting with your girlfriend, boyfriend. Your kids are disappointing you all over the place. You know, you're sitting on the couch. You can't even get up half the time now. All these things that we just kind of brush aside now because a lot of it's accepted. It's not to be accepted. And not everybody needs a ribbon. And, you know, we don't need, obviously, when we talk about, you know, I think one of the greatest things right now that's happened to me, besides, you know, the good things all the time is obviously I don't have victories every time. I suffered defeat. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, those are some of the best teachers you could ever have. You get a barometer for where you are. Look, I'm not saying be cold to people that have had a hard time or whatever, but you know something? Life, as my great chiropractor, RIP, John Ridge, he used to say the two words to me, and I remember he'd do it to me, and I'd look at him, but now I understand it more than ever. And he was the greatest guy. He still had his New Hampshire accent till the day we lost him. And he used to say to me, Eric, that's life.
Mm-hmm.
Now think about it. Two words, that's life. And people are like, well, what is that? It means a lot. It's like things can happen, and we're not as fragile as we're made out to be. And you know something? After a while, this will sound crazy to people. I'll see what Janelle says, and then we'll go right to her. You welcome it. Go ahead. Punch me in the jaw again, and let's see if I can get up. Give me the hardest time you got. Keep throwing it at me because I'm going to throw it back to you. And what I found with all that stuff is do not place a lot on it. Think about what happened to you. Get through it. And then think of the next idea you want. So if I'm getting my head hammered to me every morning about the business, you know what I'm thinking about? Well, I can't wait to now get another 1,500 to 2,000 listeners this month on Motivation Muscle. Guess what? It goes away.
Yeah.
It goes away. And as simple as these things sound to everybody, and most people are like, they're going to say, that guy's full of shit. I'm going to tell you right now, if you're not noticing the fruition of what's going on here at M&M and FBC, then you're not listening or you're blind to it, because I'm telling you right now, these things didn't happen by accident. Yeah, of course, a lot of hard work went into this and a lot of belief and a lot of disappointment. But as John Ridge said, that's life. Take it, Janelle.
We're getting into something that David Whitley taught me when I was working with him called the law of attraction, okay?
Yep.
There's
yep.
two sides of this, okay? And I value him so much. Oh, my God, this guy, I could hug him to death.
Yeah.
He got my – no, seriously, Eric, he got my brain
yep.
back and working at a time when, like, it was just all over the place, you know? Working with his mindset coaching, like, literally changed my life. I owe him so much. The biggest lesson that I learned from him is about this principle of we attract what our successes in life and stuff like that. But the other side of the coin there is if you're kind of stuck in a mindset where all this negative stuff has happened to me, you almost expect that as well. So it's reframing that mind. So reframing your mindset and expecting the good to happen does lead to better productivity, and you hit it right on the nail on the head there. It's like, okay, I'm worried about growing my business. Let me visualize for like 10 or 15 minutes the growth and development of my listeners. I do this now every day. My new 5-minute action, every morning I wake up and I spend 5 minutes just visualizing my memberships growing, things of that nature.
Yep.
And you know, what I'm gonna do on my coaching calls, and how I can be, you know, just a better coach and you know, move forward from there. And it does. It sounds weird, and I'm going to coin the phrase or use the phrase woo-woo, which is something Negar Fanuti uses in some of her writing. Yeah, like these are woo-woo concepts. Like, what is this, you know? But but it works. You're actually – what you're doing is teaching your brain to think and expect good things to happen, and you do start to behave as if better things happen. And then lo and behold, you start to attract, if not get those better things to happen. This takes time, though. So when I was working with Whitley, he put me on like a 60-day challenge of doing these things every single day. Every single day, you have to start thinking along these terms of good things are going to happen. This is what my revenue is going to be. This is I'm going to crush this next lift in my PR. I'm going to do all these steps leading up to it, and it works. It absolutely works. But you got to. But repetition is key, and consistency is key with that. And I would encourage anyone, like, if you want to give that a go, I've run people through a very similar exercise with my coaching and stuff like that. And I'm seeing some of my athletes. I got a girl in my elite form right now that is going for a big Olympic lifting competition out in New Zealand. And she went from not believing she could even do anything, you know, business-wise or trying to get in the sink of, like, actually, you know, taking her lifting seriously to, you know, just really being amped up and fired up and growing and – going to New Zealand in a few weeks. So like that's, so this stuff is really powerful. It seems very simple, and it is, but it's very, very powerful. So yeah, totally.
Well, yeah. And you know, something, we talked about this in the beginning of the show, one of the things, and that goes right into, do you work against yourself? Now, yeah, we know the majority of people do. They have a very low belief system. They've been taught that, you know, give it a try. You know, if it doesn't work, you know, you can always do something. That is not the way to go through life. That is not the way. You will never have any success. I don't care what it is you want to succeed in either. But you go with that type of living, that type of ideas, they're going to make you a very, very happy person. And I hate to see people do that, but it's so true. You know, you can look at, you can lift weights, kettlebells, stone, whatever, and maybe you'll do well, maybe you'll get to a point where you're happy with it. But the one thing I find here, which is usually a big, big factor, is this. The mental end most people are really suffering on, and I'm not talking about, you know, get a book, read it chapter, you know, beginning to end, and that's going to help you. Now, there might be excerpts in it, and there's always great things to learn and listen to, and people like David Whitley, and I can't say enough about all that. But the determining factor in the end with all this stuff is you really got to get out there and kind of get bloody on your own. And that's going to be a very hard thing for a lot of people to do. And I've said this on multiple shows. You know how I got better? And I think you also got to have a disposition for this too. I got forced into having the training alone and having to build, start right from the get-go again. I had to concentrate on safety more than anything because now I was alone. Had to build the stone and steel yard up to where it is today, and there's many more things I want to build and put up out there. When you accomplish this, and so much of the mental end goes into this, because look, there's nobody cheering for you. There's nobody loading your plates for you. Yeah, once in a while I have friends of mine come over, and my brother-in-law trains over here with me, but the majority of time I'm alone. And I'm going to tell you, the strength of this is this. When you go out on the battlefield, no matter what it is you're doing, and I'm just going to use Iceland, we could have a half a dozen people with us filming, cheering you, all that. Here's how I'm going to equate it to you. Everybody you go by when you're carrying that big massive stone is a blur. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you're really concentrating, you're not going to hear a noise.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's muffled, whatever it is. Now, I understand this is new to people and a lot of people, but I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to have to master your mentality even above your physicality.
Yeah.
When you, and then you meld these two things together, and you know, whether you believe in God, whatever you believe in spiritually is going to be the biggest thing. Because I'm going to tell you right now, you hear the sentence, take a leap of faith. There is so much to those words that if you really get into this and examine those words, you're going to understand totally where you are. You might not hit your goal every time. You might go to these places that you compete in, like I did the first time. I tore a bicep. You don't think I was disappointed coming home? But once again, here's John Ridge with his sensibility. Has me come over to his, where he was a chiropractor. And he sits me down in his father's chair. His father was a barber and a chiropractor in New Hampshire for years. What a combo. And he got his dad's barber chair, and it was really old school with the marble. It was beautiful. Right down to where they would have the strap to sharp, you know, when you're going to run the straight edge. And he said to me, he said, I've never seen you so quiet. I said, I got a lot of things on my mind. He said, I'm going to tell you two things. And then I'll leave it at that, because he goes, I'm not going to push on you right now. Because he and I always had this great banter back and forth, and I love John. And he said to me, number one, I can't tell you how proud I am of you.
Uh-oh.
And I didn't say any more about that. And then he said, I'm going to tell you something else, though. He said, you had the balls to get on Icelandic air, leave the United States, go to a country you'd only read about. And he says, you went and you went to lift a stone that few people in the whole universe has ever done since the very beginning of lifting that stone. He says, you need to take pride in that and take those accomplishments with you. He goes, you're going to be back. He goes, I know you are. He goes, and you know you are too. But John was somebody that I respected enough that could say that to me, because most people I would have just walked away from him, or we would have got maybe even an argument about it, because there always would have been something where, you know, you really ought to think about going back there a second time and all that. No. What John did was, John not only motivated me, John told me from his heart how he felt. Those are the things that when you're doubting yourself, when you're working against yourself, when you need to be out in that backyard or in that gym or that place where there's no one but you, and maybe you've had the worst day of your life, man. But here's the biggest thing of all. You showed up. And showing up with anything you do is 99.9% to me with anything. Because you know what? I've trained athletes that were very, very good out on the football field, etc. And then I've trained athletes that didn't even have probably anywhere near their talent. But if I had a choice as being my field general there, it would be the less talent, man. Mm-hmm. Because they were not so self-absorbed. And when they got out there, they were good enough to be out there. But yet, whether it's men or women, whoever's leading the charge, they looked up to them. See, that's very important. And this way, you're no longer working against yourself. You're offering yourself as a leader to lead other people, which we need, in my opinion, more than ever. Janelle, summarize anything you need to do. Take your time. Give out all your information. I'll give mine, and we'll get ready for next month's show, please.
Yeah, I mean, I wrote a blog post about this on Monday. I call it people suffering from "I'll just do it tomorrow" syndrome.
Yep.
Consistency is key, and the tiniest things that you can do every day, whether it's your 5-minute action, taking 10 minutes out of your day to do some power swings, or, you know, just making sure you get your 8 to 10 hours of sleep a night.
Yep.
That's what's going to make things, or your consistency, I should say, is what's going to lead to big time results in all aspects of your life. And I think I can end there. If you guys have any questions about how to reach me, go to JanellePica.com. It's JanellePica.com. Check out the blog. Also, I would encourage that you sign up for the VIP memberships. Our new coaching form is just, seriously, guys, it's just $47 a month. You get full access to me. All your training programs sent straight to your email. Nutritional advice and stuff like that. Plus, you'll get your monthly webinars and everything that we put exclusively on that forum. If you're looking for a community, go to Powerful Strength Coaching on Facebook. That's facebook.com/group/powerful strength. Add yourself into the forum. Post videos, share your thoughts, share your questions. Talk to me about what's going on in your life. And, you know, we're there to build you up and everything. So just check it out, okay?
Yeah, that's a great thing to do, because as I said before, we need leaders and people that are going to steer you in the direction you've always wanted to go. Very, very important. And there's a very high lack of it out there. No matter what you're seeing out there on social media and all that, it's like anything. There's a very small percentage of people, to me, that are the real tool, that have the authenticity. And you're one of them, and I'm glad I really am happy for your success.
Oh, thank you. I hear this phrase a lot. We're here to build people up on these communities and stuff like that. But, and you know, there's a lot of verbiage out there, but really, like, the stuff that we're sharing on these forums, it's not all lifting. It's not all posting your PRs. It's like, hey, I need someone to talk to. I'm going through XYZ things. I've got an injury. I've got a sick kid.
Yep.
I've got, you know, stuff in my life. Like, what can I do to, like, you know, get through this? And the training aspects now and helping people deal with life, I think, has just been – I've loved it as a coach, because I've been there. I understand. I know that what that feels like. And I just love giving that back to people, and I love seeing the developments there, because that's what really – I think that's what strength training is all about, you know?
That is, yeah.
So check your ego at the door, folks. Like, this is about life at the end of the day. And if you're not living, I mean, you're walking around dead.
Yeah, without a doubt. And this is why – Motivation Muscle has really ringed big time out in the world. I get tons of notes from people. I'd like to read them, but I won't read them, number one, without their permission. And, you know, then you're going to, you know, people are going to be, well, it's all about that. It is all about that. It's the ability to have these shows, to lend information. Think about this. If you had to pay for one of these shows, I mean, it would be quite expensive, because when you talk about a library, we'll just talk about Janelle and Minds, all right? I think this is the fifth show, the second full show.
Yeah.
Think if this was in a book or on some type of digital medium, what do you think you'd get it for? $2? No, you wouldn't. You'd get it. It would cost you. In my opinion, this show, you can't put a value on it. But if you really want to be honest with each other, this show is easily worth $50 or more. Easily, if you're going to download it. Because if you look at just the amount of shows, like with David Whitley, I've done over a year with him. That right there is more than a book. That's like an encyclopedia. And it hits on everything, all right? So I get a little bit upset when people say to me, well, you know, this book, that book. Hey, I think everything's valid in its own right, but I also know people more than ever now. If I can deliver something that is speaking to you, right at you, you're going to be more inclined to listen. So, you know, Motivation Muscle has been the greatest thing among many things I feel I've done. I'm very proud of it, and we have really, really, really grown. But we're not even a tick to where I want to be. And like I told Janelle before we came on, I said it on the shows before. We're going to be a national radio show before I'm done with this. And you can count on that because I've got the vision. I've got the people around me. I've got the family. And as I said, without all of you, the show couldn't go. It doesn't matter how good, bad, or in between I am. My job is to drive the show, to work with all of our family and guests. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's the listeners, it's the family and all that. And that's what I hope everybody understands. But I've got quite a privilege here. But I also came up with a hell of an idea when everybody in the beginning told me it's a waste of time. So, you know, everybody, if you believe in something wholeheartedly, don't let anyone stop you from doing it. And see, I didn't. And we'll be up 3 years the end of September, which is incredible. Most podcasting lasts 30 days, folks.
Yep.
So we are ahead of the curve. But enough on that. Motivation Muscle, the streaming radio, as I said, go out to category/podcast. Also, go out and check out our three brand new products on FiorelloBarbellCo.com. You want to change your life, enhance your life, get stronger, fitter. Definitely have that mind, like I said, like a steel bear trap. It's all sitting there. I am willing to work with anyone. Come here. If you're local, you can come right here, the FBC Stone and Steel Yard, and I'll work with you. You've got every opportunity here, ladies and gents. Take hold of it because there's going to be more and more down the road. Also, too, go out to iTunes and Stitcher. Give us a 5-star review. Everyone has. We appreciate that. All the new cars have the ability to get podcasting in it. Go out to the AHA, it's called AHA Directory, and get Motivation Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7 in your car, and that's a hell of a way to drive around town. Let me tell you, I've had people tell me the shows have fired them up many, many times where they literally almost drove off the road. They were so, like, insane from it. That's great. I know guys that tell me they got to listen to it before they go to bed. It puts them out like I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing, but it inspires them obviously to sleep and dream, and that's what we just got into 8 to 10 hours. So take it, you know, full advantage of that. Also, if there's a show you'd like Janelle and I to do, Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.R.com. Send any suggestions. There's also a comment page, obviously, area in M&M. And I'm going to leave you with a multitude of things here. If someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to say hello to them or offer them 5 words of inspiration, because we know what 5 words can do to you. And let's keep it on in the area of you can do it, you can do it, you can do it. No can'ts, only do's. Secondly, as my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile that day, because that might be all they get. Also, too, if you're going to lift it, bend it, break it, twist it, squat it, pull it, push it, press it, and if you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. And as the great Hoosa Steel Stone Crusher says, in blood red domination, we are domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anyone's. Dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. As Russell Furr says, who's been listening to Eminem from the beginning and who's been on the show, Here's what he always says. When I listen to your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. Once again, that was another thing we talked about. Short workouts, testosterone, growth hormone, sleep, all those things, everybody. Don't look at them like they're secondary. They are the primaries of your life. Also, too, don't forget this. Be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. Tell 100 or more of your friends, because we're not going to knock on your door. We'll put our foot right through it. Join our family. Join our revolution. This is no joke, folks. This is 30 to 28 more years. I'm telling you right now, you will have the best years of your life. Stick with us and with people like Janelle on. You wait and see. As I say, it's like a big octopus here. The tentacles are growing, and everybody is coming in, and there's going to be a lot of cool stuff coming. As the great Les Brown says, you all have greatness. We'll take it two steps further. We believe in you, and we got your back, and I don't know many people in today's world that would put out a guarantee like that. We mean that. We want to see you all succeed, but it's going to take, as Steve Jack says, you're all going to have to shoulder some responsibility. So think about that. Janelle, thanks for being on. It was a pleasure and an honor to have you back.
Yeah, no problem, man. Anytime.
Thank you. So for Janelle Pica, this is Eric Fiorello. Thanks for listening. Like I said, we'll have this show up no later than Monday. Obviously, we're putting up the older shows and the new shows to show you what we're doing here at FBC and M&M. Thanks for listening, everybody. And remember this, you got four more days of the week. Go out and do something magnificent. Thanks, everyone, and we will talk to you soon.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.